Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your Sonicast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sana G,
DC, and Lex Jones
discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sana G Morning Show.
We got to talk about it, people. Sonicast time. You got your people, Sana G.
My name is DC.
And I'm your player partner, G-Biz.
That guy.
Lex Jones.
All right. We're in the house to talk about this iPhone release. And, you know, people have been posting up these forums online right now to talk about the fact that, yeah, iPhone be bugging when there's a new iPhone coming out. Why? Because they want your dollars.
I mean, well, you know, there is a such thing as a planned obsolescence, if you will, which is the theory that everything that they create has a shelf life anyway. So it's only supposed to work or be able to, you know, do the latest features or whatever for a certain amount of time. So if you subscribe to that, then that means that you probably believe what Sana G just said, which is your phone is busted because they made it that way.
I mean, it's some bullshit. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm creating it in my mind. Like, do I only have powers when Apple decides to take more of my money? I don't understand because my phone locks up. It shuts all the way off. And, like, some of my messages apparently aren't going through. Or maybe that's just somebody I didn't like how we kicked it. So, you know, I'm trying to act like I ain't getting your messages. That could happen, too. But I'm saying, like, I feel like this is almost every time that a new phone comes out from iPhone, from Apple, I'm like, what's up with my phone, though? And I'm definitely not the only one because people are starting whole conversations about this happening. Lex, what you thinking?
Hey, man, I got that iPhone 6 still. Yeah, don't ask me why I still got the iPhone 6, but I got one. And my joint been locking up. I ain't bought the 7, and I still won't. When that 8 come out, though, I might have to spend the cash.
See?
Well, look, I'm not going front. This is my first time on an iPhone train with a new joint coming out. I just got my first iPhone last year. And my thing ain't started acting sketchy yet. Sana, I hope you keep all that bad phone juju on your side of the room, because I can't afford this damn 8 or X.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you one thing that did happen recently is, like, I got a whole FaceTime from somebody. A call. And I was like, are you good? Later in the day, I was like, yo, I'm just checking on you because I saw, you know, you had an accidental FaceTime or whatever it was because you didn't call me back or text me. Is everything all right? She was like, I didn't FaceTime you. Oh. I was like, you're the only person in my phone list with this name. And I screenshotted the FaceTime call.
Yeah.
She screenshotted her FaceTime list. Her name, she didn't ever call me.
Damn, so it wasn't even a booty call. She legit just didn't send nothing.
Man, I don't know what's going on. But I feel like the fucking phone gods are all up in my shit. And when I say that, I mean everybody working at Apple. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Ooh.
You guys know the secrets. There's some kind of master plan here to make people go buy new phones. And that whole, this software is only going to last so long bullshit, fuck that. I don't believe that. You all just want to sell more phones. That's all it is. That's why they're trying to give away the 7 right now.
Yeah.
There's phone companies that got deals like buy one, get one free. But when that joint came out, $899.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're trying to get their last couple dollars off of it because they know they won't be able to in about a week or so when that brand new joint come out. And then by next month when the new joint come out, they for sure not going to be able to push none of those. So they're trying to get their last couple pennies off with that. But I don't know. I know some people with some old ass phones that still be walking around here and they joints work perfectly. So I feel like to some degree, it's in our minds where we're trying to justify the fact that we need a brand new joint. So we're like, this one doesn't work right. I don't know. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's them. Maybe it's a combination of the two.
Maybe. I'm not saying my joint is not functional. And I feel like it only lasts because I'm on a 6.2 with Lex. Mm. So, you know, during that time, I felt like it was tripping a little bit. And then it came back and everything was fine. Now that the new 8 and the X is coming out, now it's tripping again. And I know that I'm not tripping. Something fucking is happening.
Well, didn't you just have your phone in some rice like 3 weeks ago?
Don't worry about what the fuck I do. I'm not saying my phone is perfect either, but it definitely was not, you know what I'm saying, dropping calls, getting weird calls from people who ain't making them and like turning all the way off though.
Yeah.
But yes, I've had issues with my phone, DC.
Issues or you've had stuff in your phone?
I don't know like what's happening.
Oh, okay.
But it's tripping. It's tripping.
Yeah. Soy sauce.
Right.
All of that.
Let me see what some people are saying online, because I'm telling you. Fuck all of y'all, because you're trying to gang bang on me right now. You're trying to gang up on the kid, but that's all right. I'm going to see through. I'm going to persevere, because y'all ain't shit anyway. So say what you want to say. I don't give a goddamn.
All right.
All right, hold on.
So people online in different forums and on different websites, and I have seen this, are definitely saying that, you know, there's an issue where as soon as a new phone come out, the old phone starts being buggy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have had plenty of people sit up there and tell me that same thing, bro. But I'd be looking at them crazy like, cousin, you got about 2,000 cracks in the front of your screen. I'm assuming you done dropped that thing too many
times. Stop looking at my phone, biz.
Seriously, I mean, how many times does it need to drop for you to be like, you know what? Maybe I should just go ahead and get a new one.
Oh, is cracks and drops inside of G phone too?
Well, I mean, I wasn't looking at hers, but I mean, I might be looking at hers. I was.
Here we go.
I would go say it.
Afred, shit, I don't even know what your name is. Afro
Didi?
DJ-a.
Oh,
no, it's not Aphrodite. It's not Aphrodite. Always like that when the new one comes out. It's worth it to buy the new one. Yes, we all know that. I mean, I want the new one too, just because I'm stupid like that. But you know what I'm saying. 6 has been acting up since the 7 dropped. Laughed my ass off. It's been bugging extra lately. I wonder why. A lot of people are agreeing with this situation. Go tend to your son, deadbeat. Oh no, that's not the person.
Damn.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't have anything to do with this.
Somebody on there acting up.
Sound like a BM mad. He buying a new phone and not paying for diapers.
Yes, it's freezing up. Call people on 3-way. People got extra phone calls coming into their thing. Hell yes, it's a setup. A lot of people agree, man. Whenever the new one's coming out, man. I'm telling you what, if the government can create hurricanes, which a lot of people are talking about right now,
we're gonna do that too.
You know what I'm saying? All people talking about the world is ending on Saturday, then Apple can fuck with your phone to make you feel like, I might as well go ahead and get the new one. Because inside you want it anyway. You want it. You know you do. I want the X like yesterday.
I don't need an excuse. My phone works perfectly. I just want to go get the new phone.
You want that new? I can't afford that.
I'm a status symbol kid, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be out here caught with 3 versions ago. What?
Well,
at least I know my
that.
Bullshit, dog. Don't look at me like, you know what I'm saying? I'm admitting mine.
I can't even look at you.
I'm going to go ahead and sit on
by the same person who's about to go buy the goddamn phone that I'm buying.
Well, but I need one, though. You look at my 6. You just finished talking about how it was in rice and got hella cracks. It does look like it's been run over, though.
Yeah,
well,
I need a new one.
Day.
So I waited until, you know what I'm saying, they were coming out with the new one. But it absolutely feels like there's some BS going on. Like your phone acts up when there's a new one out there. I'm not the only one feeling it. Y'all can look at me crazy if you want to, because you do on a daily basis anyway. So it's nothing new. But I feel like there's something up. Lex agrees with me. He's just being quiet because he don't want to be put in the same gang as me. Gang.
Lex about to get the new one too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I have a 6 and I skipped the 7 to get to the 8.
So and they skipped the 9 so that you could buy the 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
exactly.
do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're all in the sunken place. We're lost. They've gotten us by the neck. And, you know, we're buying all the products, making them richer by the day. You know what I'm saying? We're making them richer by even doing this goddamn podcast right now, but it's fine. It is what it is.
I'm still laughing at the facts. Like I said,
put your spoon down.
Look, stir it. Go
DC?
Ahead and stir it up.
Anyway, I want y'all to comment because I know, you know, I don't know. I'm not the only one who feels this way. I know y'all agree. There's some BS going on, and we're going to keep giving them our money because, you know, it's the latest and greatest. Like DC, we all want to be like the kid.
Hey, holler at us on social media. Let us know what you're going to do. You going to buy the new iPhone 10 or the iPhone 8, or are you going to stay with your joint that's being on the fritz right now?
Yo, what's up with this really quick before we get out of here, though? Is the world coming to an end for real on Saturday? Who's saying this?
More conspiracy theories, Sana. Damn it, whatever happened to Y2K? But motherfuckers are still here now, though.
How about this? Remember that old white man that was from down there by the airport in Oakland who had that school or whatever? Or he did something, he was some dude who was buying all the billboards saying the world was going to end on a certain date?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
And then that date passed. It came and went. He changed it and was like, oh, the world is going to end on this date. And then people sold their homes.
That's right.
They sold their cars.
Tripping.
They sold everything. They donated a bunch to the church so he could put up these billboards for the other date because he had it wrong the first time. It turns out the man was just goddamn senile. And this is the reason why he thought that was going to be. They had to retire him from the church. And now what? These people out their homes.
Y'all keep drinking that Kool-Aid, man.
No, because the last time somebody drank, you know what? We ain't going to go there
today. Damn, don't do that.
I'm not.
Well,
that's what I'm going to say.
Lost. That's what he was going to say.
Get out. That's what I'm saying. Leave the Kool-Aid alone.
There it is.
So who is the group behind this rumor that's traveling around now about Saturday coming up? And by the way, if you're listening to this later, it's 9/18 today, September 18th.
Damn.
So either the world is going to end and you won't ever hear this after next week, or we'll be right here and we'll have to go back and be like, them were some damn fools.
If you're the only one surviving, go ahead and put this in a capsule and let people know Sonny G was a motherfucker.
Oh God,
who is this group?
I don't know.
Is it a church group?
That's what it's gotta be. You leave it to me, man. The world been in this since the 90s. My mama was saying that a long time ago. You know what? You could tell it's we in Revelations right now.
1991. Well, you know there was a hurricane down in Florida. The world coming to an end.
Well, don't worry. We partying on Saturday and we just gonna party to the world end.
Church? I'm coming out.
You know what I mean?
We're gonna turn up. You know what I'm saying? Well, we didn't come in this way. We ended up this way. But, you know. It is what it is. We can go out and have a good time.
Oh, David Mead's theory about the Great American Solar Eclipse and Planet X.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a meteorite type of shit? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, a meteor is looking like a meteor is going to
hit us.
Is going to smack us, called Planet X, and it's going to switch the whole world around on September 23rd. This dude is a Christian conspiracy theorist that says Bible passages said that the world is going to end on the 23rd.
Okay. Well, that means on the night of the 22nd, I'm going to be behind some cheeks. Because if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out doing what the hell I want to do. I'm living.
Yo, we laugh, but what if it happens?
I'll still be behind some cheeks.
Well, you know.
So I want to go out.
Hey, man.
With a fifth of
Are we all ready? Are we ready to go? Are we ready to go ahead and just let it all go?
God knows my heart.
You know what, man? I'm a moment by moment type of person anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could walk outside and get hit by a bus. Stranger things have happened. So for me, if it's over, it's over. I've lived a good life. You know what I'm saying?
I've
been around the world and I've tasted women from different continents.
Whoa.
So for me, you know, what else is there to do?
What was your favorite continent?
go on and say
North America.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you were going to keep it real and take it to the motherland.
Nah. I had to say North America because a bunch of them live here. So, you know.
Yeah, he's trying to keep that going.
There it is.
In case we make it past the 23rd. All right. Comment. What's going on with the iPhone and the releases? What's going on with this end of the world meteor that's about to smack us, I guess, one time on Saturday? Man. Y'all heard about it. You know about it. Comment about it right there on the bottom. Sonicast, y'all. Your people again. Sonic G.
DC.
You're playing part of the G-Biz. I'm laughing looking at Sana's phone.
Fuck off.
Bro, that thing is chipped at the top.
Hella.
Got a crack all the way through the middle.
And wonder why it's not working.
It was fine just yesterday. No, it wasn't fine yesterday.
I was about to say.
All right.
Tell that lie if you want
Make sure you go ahead and subscribe on the free iHeartRadio app that's, right there, and it's free. Or you could always hit up the iTunes, type in Sonicast, subscribe one time, or hit that podcast app on your phone and listen to us jabber about crazy stuff because y'all thinking the same thing we are.
Sometimes.
And listen every day, Monday through Friday, Sonic G Morning Show right there on KMEL. You can also listen live right there on the iHeartRadio app. We'll holla.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.